Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. And today, my very special guest is Bill Baber with the La Mesa City Council. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Miriam.
Our subject today is marijuana regulations. And Bill, I understand that the La Mesa City Council just passed some very significant marijuana legislation. Tell us about that.
Well, on the ballot in November is Prop V for victory, which will allow the city of La Mesa to put a business excise tax on cannabis businesses in La Mesa, both medicinal and adult use.
Very interesting. Now, as background listeners, currently in La Mesa, there was a ballot measure passed a couple of years ago that allowed for the sale of medicinal but not recreational marijuana. And of course, statewide, the law allows personal use of marijuana for whatever reason, but it's up to each city to regulate whether or not they want to allow sales or commercial growing and that sort of thing. So what prompted La Mesa to do this?
The voters in 2016 passed Prop 64, which was the adult use recreational statewide. And then simultaneously, the voters in La Mesa passed Prop U, which allowed for medicinal dispensaries. So in 2017 and 18, the city has gone through the process of working out the permitting process of how medicinal dispensaries are going to function, where they're going to be located, how are they going to function. And along the way, we realized that in consulting with other cities that it's possible to have a excise tax on these businesses. They cost a little bit more to process.
Now, an excise tax is different than a sales tax. You're not
Correct.
Talking about the consumer paying a sales tax on the marijuana.
Prop V is an excise tax. The sales tax would apply to a retail sale, but that's not something we're controlling. It's
right,
just like you buy anything else in La Mesa or it's the same sales tax. Yeah, except that medicinal will be exempted from the sales tax if it's medicinal recognized by the official California medicinal card.
Okay, so it would charge an excise tax. Now, is this also legalizing the cannabis businesses that are recreational? In other words, it's going beyond the medicinal.
No, initiatives have to have single subjects. So this single subject is to put an excise tax on cannabis business. As a separate matter, we're working on an adult use ordinance that would bring the opportunity for adult use businesses to come alongside medicinal. Probably, as we work it through, it'll be simplified. There'll probably be, if you have a medicinal license and you've been functioning and you've met all the requirements and you're a good citizen, you'll probably just be able to upgrade to an adult use license.
That's, so you'd be able to say recreational as well.
Yeah, we haven't written it yet, but that makes the most sense.
So I understand that the council is working on passing this latter measure on their own as a council measure, rather than waiting to see if voters put an initiative through for recreational. And the reason for that, I understand, is there were some issues, were there not, with the language in the medicinal initiative that the voters approved a couple of years ago.
Correct. When Prop U came in, it set the standard for how these medicinal dispensaries were going to be regulated. And under the California law, when an initiative comes in, the council can't fix it, correct it, change it. Well, there are some things that probably should have been fixed and made correct. So instead of waiting for another initiative from the citizens, we thought, let's do our own regulation, move it forward, and then we can tinker with it. I love initiatives because it allows the people to supersede the elected officials and take control. That's great. The downside of it is it's a one-time written document and you can't fix it. It's better if you have an ordinance to allow the council to take feedback, learn, make adjustments, and as the market changes, you can make a change.
Yeah, I mean, to be specific about it, the city is facing a lawsuit right now from an applicant for a marijuana dispensary who got, you know, quite far through the process before it was determined that the same center had a child-based business. And the initiative had said, well, you can't have these near child-based businesses, but it was a very narrow definition. And, you know, so I guess it was kind of a gray area of, is this one or isn't it? The council ruled that it was. And now this guy's suing. So you're trying to prevent those kinds of issues in the future by crafting a recreational ordinance that would pass legal muster, so to speak.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. So what's the vote breakdown on this? First of all, on the excise measure, Measure V, that would put an excise tax on marijuana businesses, Prop V, how did the vote split on the council on that?
The vote was 5-0 to put it on the ballot.
What is your sense of how much support or lack of it is there on the council currently for making recreational cannabis sales legal in the city of La Mesa?
We haven't had a hard vote yet, so I can't actually tell. And, mm-hmm. and Brown Act prohibits you from counting votes. But
good point.
I think that I'm guessing probably a majority that want to move forward with it for a variety of reasons. Number one is what we said before. If you don't take the bull by the horns, if you don't regulate it, someone else is going to come in and regulate it. And it's part of our duty to serve the constituents of La Mesa by doing reasonable regulations.
And what about the crime issue? I know when I've talked to people in the sheriff department, I've heard sometimes that the illegal dispensaries that pop up create a lot of crime problems. It's like whack-a-mole where they're constantly closing these down and there's issues with robberies, whereas the ones that are actually legal and regulated, they've had a lot fewer problems with.
That is true. That was a big motivator to us moving forward with this dual approach, the taxation on one hand and then the moving to adult use on the other one. We had illegal dispensaries popping up all over La Mesa, yeah. a lot on University Avenue, El Cajon Boulevard, and it would take us a long time through the civil justice system to get rid of them.
Right, and these guys move in and they make so much money in a very short time, they don't really care if they get shut down
yes.
in 3 or 4
and
months.
We eventually had to go with our great city attorney, and we were getting TROs to shut them down. Our police had to come in yeah. and shut it down, our fire department. It took a lot of resources to do that. One of the motivations to moving into a legal adult use dispensary model is, number one, the revenue will help us clean out the bad guys. Number two, is the folks who are playing by the rules, who are regulated, who are legal, are going to have a strong motivation to push out the illegal ones. And that's why we need to take a step in this. The legal businesses that have guards, who the police can visit, who are fully regulated, that's not where the crime is going to be. The crime is in the shady, illegal ones. And we need to push those shady, illegal ones out of La Mesa.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We should mention you've had bipartisan support for this on the La Mesa Council.
We do.
Yeah,
yes.
It's one of those areas where liberal philosophy and libertarian philosophy kind of come full circle and actually agree on this one to some degree.
Yes, they do. And we respect the will of the voters. Remember the Prop 64, which made recreational marijuana legal in California, passed by 57% in La Mesa. Mm-hmm. And Prop U, which made medicinal dispensaries, passed 53%. So the voters of La Mesa wanted this, and we're just trying to figure out how to make it work for everybody, both for the folks who are in the business because they want to be able to have a fair process to come and go through the regulatory.
Correct.
Their neighbors, which is, you know, part of the challenge mm-hmm. of it, for our police because it does add burden to them, and that revenue we're going to generate will help that. And our city staff to process. These are not easy things to process. And so it's put a burden on our city staff too. So the revenue we generated will help that.
Sure. Now, for those who have been concerned about the recreational use of marijuana, what about those who would argue they're concerned about exposure to, say, children or location of these things near things like schools or daycare centers or churches? Would the regulation that you're looking at enacting through La Mesa, in your opinion, need to have certain restrictions on where these kinds of businesses could be located?
Well, the current medicinal regulation passed by the voters puts a 1,000-foot bubble around from a sensitive use.
Mm-hmm.
When we eventually, hopefully, finish the adult use, we'll probably have that, keep that 1,000-foot bubble, plus add some more sensitive uses to it. Because this is a type of business like a bar or a smoke shop that doesn't fit in every community.
Correct.
Every
yeah.
neighborhood. And so you have to regulate them. Right now, they're only allowed in the commercial and industrial areas. And there isn't that a huge number of those in La Mesa.
Yeah, like where the wineries and breweries are going.
Right. Right. The first legal dispensary is up there with the wineries and breweries. That's more suitable. But these are definitely not showing up in neighborhood places.
Okay. What about the safety of the consumer? Is that a factor? What I'm thinking of is for the person, whether they're a recreational or a medicinal user, there's certainly concerns about if the only place you can get this stuff is an illegal dispensary, especially, I guess, for the recreational ones now. Does that put the consumer at risk of getting an adulterated product, something that could be contaminated, laced with harder drugs? I know I've actually talked to a sheriff commander recently who told me some of the illegal shops are actually selling more than marijuana. You can go in there and get methamphetamine or cocaine or other things that they're selling.
Well, the state of California, after the recreational initiative passed in 2016, is building up their regulatory infrastructure and adding many more safeguards, including testing on that, because it's a legal business in California.
Right.
And the state has to step in and make sure legal businesses are selling legal products and safe products. So that the safety of the product is really at the state level. If we do adult use or medicinal dispensaries correctly in La Mesa, it pushes out the shady spots where you don't know what you're going to get.
Correct.
A regulated, well-run, clean environment is going to be much safer than the shady places.
Are there any estimates for how much revenue might be generated through the excise tax on cannabis businesses in La Mesa if the voters approve Prop B?
Our finance department projects somewhere between $1.5 million and $2 million per year.
And once again, Prop V would approve the excise tax.
Correct.
But it doesn't by itself legalize recreational. It's simply setting the framework to say that this excise tax could be imposed on currently medicinal facilities, marijuana facilities, dispensaries, and should the council or the voters ever put forward and pass a recreational, then the excise tax framework would be in place for that as well. But
correct.
It's not by itself legalizing recreational.
No, it's purely a tax. And if you read the text of the initiative, it sets a range. And the council sets an initial range. And for mm-hmm. the record, there is no excise tax on pure medicinal at this,
okay.
this time. Because I know there have been some medicinal patients who worried that they shouldn't have to pay extra for their medicine. Under Prop V, it starts at zero for the medicinal patients.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business tax. What it isn't is a consumer tax.
It's not a sales tax,
right?
Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about either Prop V or the proposed council measure that's under discussion for recreational marijuana?
Well, Prop V is on the ballot in November, and I would ask you, if you live in La Mesa, to vote for it. Whatever you may think of regulating cannabis, it's important that we're able to tax it to pay for the resources the city has to spend to process it. And we're hoping that some of those resources will go to our city attorney staff and our legal staff to push out the illegal businesses.
Listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Councilman Bill Baber from the La Mesa City Council. Thank you very much, Bill, for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Thank you.